Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight.
Come on, Caesar.
Strawberry Letter.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Tommy, do that to me right now. All right, thank you. Subject, is he a loser or a work in progress? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 32-year-old woman and I'm falling for a 43-year-old man. We met online and bonded because we were both very lonely for the last 10 months in quarantine. I work full-time at a school and he is a screenwriter waiting for one of his movies to get greenlit by a big producer. He said if that happens, he will be set for life. We decided to meet up, and I asked him to meet me halfway since he lives an hour from me. He told me he doesn't have a car, so I drove 3 hours to see him. When I got to his apartment, he said I couldn't come in because the couple he lives with doesn't want strangers inside because of COVID-19. He explained that he's staying on their couch in exchange for some cleaning and other housework. He said he didn't tell me because he didn't want to scare me away. I was very put off by this, but he offered to take me to lunch, so that made it better. We had a nice meal and things were going great until his card was declined at the restaurant. He stepped away to call his bank and then asked me to cover the bill. He was embarrassed, but I assured him that it was okay. We decided to get a hotel room so we could spend the day together, but his card was declined again. So I put the room on my credit card. He called the bank again and said his account had a glitch, but he could pay me back within 24 hours. That night, we had the most intense sex and amazing conversation. I haven't been back to see him because he can't afford a hotel room. I still haven't gotten my money back either. He said he's falling in love with me, so I don't want to mess this up. I'm trying to believe in his dreams. Is he a work in progress or is he a loser? Please advise. I'm going to say a loser. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. He is a loser. And I'm going to say it to you too, loser. I think you're a loser too. Because what are you doing having sex with a man you met online and you did all the work, you know, to make this stuff happen. You drove 3 hours to see him. You paid for the food because his credit card was declined. You paid for the hotel room because his credit card was declined. It was a glitch in it, he said. You gave it up the first night. You made it way, way easy for this man. And you said being lonely for 10 months because of COVID, that's what this will do to you. I don't think that's a reason just to give yourself away to some man you didn't even know. This man is 43 years old. Where is he working right now until he gets his big break? Usually that's what writers and screenwriters do. They have another job and they work on their stuff, you know, in their off time. If he's a writer, I mean, surely you would have seen some of his work maybe published in a magazine or online, a local newspaper. What? Maybe, you know, he would have written you a poem or something. Did you even read or see the script that he was waiting to get produced by some big Hollywood producer? And is that really where he lives, where he took you and said he couldn't take you in because of COVID-19? All this stuff just sounds suspect to me. I mean, you didn't really think he was going to pay you back, did you? You said he didn't pay you back. Did you really think he was going to? This guy is not just a loser. He's a user. And I just say, stay away from him, okay? Don't worry about seeing him again. He's not for you. Steve?
Well, this is my kind of letter right here. Thank you, Shirley. This is my kind of letter right here. Thank you. First of all, I want to thank, you know, I just want everybody to listen to this letter right now. I just want you to know that the talent that God gave me is about to shine through brightly. You're about to see my ability to take foolishness, point it out at levels where a lot of people don't see. See, Shirley's a nice Christian girl. You know, she ain't had the life I done had. You know, she ain't told as many lies as me. She ain't been in as much situations as me. So she ain't gonna see this stuff. Like, here you go, listen to me. 32-year-old woman falling for this 43-year-old man. They met online and bonded because we both were lonely the last 10 months in quarantine. Half of everybody been in quarantine.
Yeah.
I work full-time at a school and he's a screenwriter. He a what? He a screenwriter.
Right.
Girl, that ain't even the real title for it. He a screenwriter. Waiting on, here go, now this way, let me show you how it looks. Waiting on one of his movies to get greenlit by a big producer. What?
What? Who isn't?
What big producer? Who gonna greenlight this movie? Why would a big producer go through everybody they know to get to him? He said that if that happens, he'll be set for life. One movie, dog? Now you think, hold up, you think if Spielberg had just made one movie, he'd have been set. You think if Will Smith had just done one movie, he'd have been set. You think if Denzel had just stopped at Mo Better Blues, you think he'd have been set for life? Partner, is you out of your rabbit ass mind? You know how much stuff you got to put together? You're talking about if he'll be self-left. We decide to meet up, and I ask him to meet me halfway since he live an hour from me. She told me he don't have a car, so I drove an hour to see him. Okay, that's another thing. He's a screenwriter.
3 hours to see him. Hold it right there, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, is he a loser or a work in progress? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, is he a loser or a work in progress?
Okay, now, in order for me to recap this letter, I'd have to go too far. So let me just take you through it, because the subject is he a loser or a work in progress? Shirley called him a loser. I got to agree with her 100%. This man is a complete loser. I'll point it out to you as we go through the letter. 32-year-old woman falling for a 43-year-old man. Met online, bonded, because we were lonely during the last 10 months in quarantine. I work full-time out of school, and he is a screenwriter. Right there. Screenwriter in quarantine. Good Lord Almighty. He ain't been able to show nobody a screen that he done written since the quarantine started. Anybody taking movies out in Hollywood right now? Okay, so let's go with that right there. Waiting on one of his movies to get greenlit by a big producer. Boy, do you have any idea the process it is to get to a big producer in Hollywood with your new ass with this script? I ain't saying it can't be done. I ain't saying you can't have dreams. But, oh, Lord, this one tough. He said if that happens, he'll be set for life. Boy, one movie is not going to set your ass for life. I can tell you it won't. That's not how this works. You got to put these things together, man. You got to start stacking paper. You know, you think Brad Pitt would have been all right with one movie? Tom Hanks with one movie? No, man. Eddie with one movie? No. You got to put them together.
Yeah.
We decided to meet up, and I asked him to meet me halfway since he lives an hour from me. He told me he don't have a car. All right, come on.
Loser.
43-year-old man. He told you he didn't have a car. You let that go. So I drove an hour to see him. When I got to his apartment, he said I couldn't come in because the couple he lived with don't want strangers inside the house because of COVID-19. You done drove an hour to his apartment to find out he don't have an apartment, that he's staying with a couple that done told him your ass can't come in here because of COVID-19. He explained that he's staying on their couch. What?
He's staying.
This a 43-year-old man staying on his couch. See, listen to me. I'm the last person could talk because I've been homeless, and I lived in a car for 3 years. I met women while I lived in a car. I can tell you it didn't go good. I can just tell you it didn't go good. Because when I would say, can I come over your place? We in it.
But at least you had a car.
Hey, I met a girl at a one-night show one time. We was driving around in the car. I was going to try to go to Waffle House or something. She said, you stay around here somewhere? I said, yeah.
Stay in here.
She said, where? Right here. Yeah. So I understand. Now, you staying on their couch. Now, and you staying on the couch in exchange for some cleaning and other housework. So now he a maid. Yeah. So he and that cleaning toilets and doing dishes and carrying out garbage and stuff and mopping floors. Okay, but he a screenwriter now. He said he didn't tell me because he didn't want to scare me away. Your ass should have got in your car right then and turned your ass around. But oh no, you ain't that smart. I was very put off by this. You wasn't put off that much. Because guess what you did? He offered to take me to lunch, so that made it better. Well, a plate of food. All right, here we go. So now, since that made it better, we had a nice meal and things was going great until his card was declined at the restaurant. So now, it was going great because he bought you some lunch. Then found out he couldn't pay for the damn lunch.
Right.
He stepped away to call his bank and asked me to cover the bill. He didn't talk to nobody at that bank. What would he call the bank and say? He know good and hell well ain't no money in there. He stepped around the corner and told you he called the bank. He ain't talking to nobody at that bank. Matter of fact, they'd ask him to bring his ass down there so they could meet him.
Maybe this overdraft.
He was embarrassed, so I assured him that it was okay. You such a nice person. We decided to get a hotel room so we could spend the day together. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. After all that didn't happen, your desperate ass, after you found out he stayed on the couch with the other couple, that he a housekeeper and he a screenwriter waiting on the big producer and he ain't got no money and people wouldn't let you in the house because they think your ass got COVID and he took you to the restaurant and you ain't got the money, he called the bank and then went and told you y'all going to get a hotel room so you can spend the day together. But his card was declined again. If you can't pay for the food, how the hell are you going to get a hotel room? So I put the room on my credit card. He called the bank again and said his accounts had a glitch in it. Yeah, the glitch is called ain't no money. It's a big glitch. I've had 3 years of them glitches. But he could pay me back in 24 hours. That night, we had the most intense sex and amazing conversation. Hey, can I come back on this next break?
Yeah.
Because this is very important right here. Because I want to share with you why you had the most intense sex and amazing conversation. I'm going to share with you why that happened. And I don't have the time and a little bit of time we got left. But y'all need to focus on it. When we come back, you need to find out how you can have the most intense sex with a person that ain't got no damn money.
Okay. All right, well, in the meantime, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and Instagram on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up, part three of today's Strawberry Letter, is he a loser or work in progress, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we're back with part three. Here's the strawberry letter with part three to it. The subject is he a loser or a work in progress? So you left with telling us you
We've
were going to explain how you can
breaks,
have the
y'all.
Most
So just briefly,
amazing
let
sex.
Me explain something to you. This woman that met this 43-year-old man who's a screenwriter, they've been online and they met, and you're trying to figure out if he a loser or if he's a work in progress. Me and Shirley already said he a loser. Just a couple bullet points to remind you why we think he's a loser. He's waiting on the screen play to get greenlit by a big producer. That's one. He said if it happened, it's going to be set for life. He 43. Then you drive to meet him, and you told him to meet you halfway. He told you he can't meet you halfway because he ain't got no car. You drove all the way to see him, to got to his apartment, and then you found out that you couldn't come in because the couple he lived with don't want no strangers inside their house because it might have COVID-19. Then he told you that he was
right.
staying on their couch in exchange for doing housework and other chores. Then he told you he didn't want to tell you that because he didn't want to scare you away. And instead of getting scared, your ass stayed. But then he offered to take you to lunch, so that made it better. Then he took you to lunch, and when the bill came, he couldn't pay for the damn lunch. So you put it on your credit card. I don't know how good that damn meal was, but then right after that, y'all decided to get a hotel room so y'all could spend the day together, but his card got declined again. He couldn't pay for the damn meal. So how he gonna get a room? What hotel was y'all at? Glenn's Motor Inn? Listen to me. Hotel rooms
that?
Normally cost more than food. You know, 4 hours for $20. You know. And he said his account had a glitch in it. Glitch? No, his account ain't had no money in it. That's the biggest glitch of them all. He said he'd pay you back in 24 hours. Now, this is where we left off. That night, we had the most intense sex, an amazing conversation.
Ew.
Well, first let me deal with the amazing conversation. First of all, he a screenwriter. Mm-hmm. He know how to tell a story. And you like
right.
listening to him. So that's a good ass conversation. Now let me tell you why you had the intense sex. Because he was screwing for opportunity. He was screwing for a chance. He was screwing for hope. He was screwing for somewhere to live. He was screwing for another payment. He was screwing for somebody to clean up this bank account of his. He was screwing for somebody with a credit report. He was screwing for somebody that's working down at the school center. He was screwing for anybody that could get his ass off that couch because he tired of doing housework for these white people he living there with. That's why the sex was so
all right,
intense.
We gotta go, Steve.
Screwing with purpose.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.